Hello all, and hey everyone. I'm sorry I have been radio silent for quite some time now. I blame it on the fact that I am a master's student and things got complicated with myself and others, and you know, life just happens, and unfortunately I had to pause this. I am thankful for all of you who still want to listen to me. From the bottom of my heart, truly, thank you. Now that I said my piece, there is something that I find so sad in what I want to talk about today. And that's concerning the Travis Scott Astroworld death caused by him and the tone deafness that we can all learn from Miss Kylie and her marketing. Now, what would I, a little anthropologist, even be able to contribute to the conversation that is occurring in H-Town from this concert? Well, surprisingly, a lot. And we're going to start at the beginning with how it all went wrong with Travis Scott, who I vaguely know of, like, just putting that out there. I asked some of my queer friends, and they do not even know him. But this isn't a conversation of who knows who and what. It is about how unnecessary loss of life happened and what can be done to prevent it in the future, as well as standing up against the unnecessary cutthroat capitalism that is shoved down our throats by Kylie Jenner. With analysis of the apology thoughts and prayers tactics, and finally, what can we learn as a whole from this? So, let's break it down. Astroworld. The world in which an asteroid literally hurts so many people. Now, you can believe it or not, but I read the damn 56-page report, and it is honestly a joke. It is great on paper, and it literally starts off by stating the following. Quote, Astroworld, as an organization, will be prepared to evaluate and respond appropriately to emergency situations so as to prevent or minimize injury or illness to guests, event personnel, and the general public, and to minimize resulting damage. This will be accomplished through planned actions of every personnel and with the participation of outside agencies as the severity of the incident may indicate. Well, clearly they did not know that they were very unprepared, unprofessional, and hypocritical in the sense that they, from the information that I have gathered from videos and articles and other news sources, did not complete their assigned duty and tasks such as having a refugee area for where people could get air. For example, also, if people stormed the venue and rushed from further into the stage, so, you know, they broke in and just rushed forward, there were two rushes, you know, why wasn't it not stopped? That is another question to ask that we really haven't gotten answers to. So, concerning this question, the dilemma occurs also when the VIP were escorted out, i.e. Miss Kylie Jenner. What then and why then are our questions silenced? I don't know why, but let's take this all in, unfortunately, in a process that could make sense. We have Travis, who agitated the crowd, and then upon seeing some people in distress, tried controlling, saying, leave her be, leave her be, and, you know, just not doing anything compared to many artists who have actually, like, stopped the show, asked the crowd to move, et cetera, et cetera. And along with that, we have a history of him having and causing this same inciting of agitation amongst the crowd that makes people go wild and has bodily injury, not to the point of loss of life, however. So then from there, we have a lack of infrastructure that could have helped prevent a large mob. And we have a showcasing as well of inequality between people and the levels of security. An article on PBS by G. Keith Still says that safety has no profit. So it tends to be the last thing in the budget, unfortunately. Unless, and this is me assuming that Kylie had her own entourage and were escorted out by their own private security, reports point otherwise, and then it was security provided for Astroworld. This narrative then leads to a question that is daunting, to say the least, concerning how do we go on from here? Why do we allow Travis Scott to perform his music? Well, it could be said about many other concerts and artists who had violent occurrences. One that springs to mind is when the Rolling Stones had the Hell's Angels as security. So, you know, to cancel Travis Scott based on music alone and him alone as an artist would be the same as someone canceling me for my voice being higher than their standards. So we cannot and should not do that based on that. Rather, we can look at him as the artist inciting others to take as, quote, whatever is necessary to do what they came to do, end quote, be these substances legal or not. So this then allows, at the very least, critique of him and the idea of him causing total chaos. Secondly, the actual infrastructure that was present may have been part to blame as well, due to the fact that the stage of which Travis performed on very tiny stage, followed by the surrounding area of, quote, pits for fans to congregate, in many cases leaving what was in essence a fight to survive to escape. Thinking about that, many people in tight spaces, with us still dealing with this infamous virus, I don't know, I clutch my pearls thinking about this now. However, where was Kylie in all of this? In a glamorous VIP tower with Stormy and Travis's mother, that's where, which literally showcases the inequality of how they were escorted out while people were being trampled in the pits. These individuals were whisked away in a flash. No one anywhere at any time should feel threatened of their livelihood, especially not at a concert where you are with peers, in essence enjoying an artist that makes you feel ways, makes you feel emotions. I personally don't care for Travis Scott's music. I didn't know who he was, so just a little disclaimer. But thinking about it, people go to concerts, enjoy themselves, and enjoy their peers of this music that they like. So now, how does this all relate to Kylie Jenner and capitalism? Well, it's simple. It's people over profit. Now, did Kylie Jenner invoke or do anything that led to the direct loss of life or injury to any of these concert goers? Well, simply no. However, because of the fact that she is an accessory to Travis as he is to her, then it becomes a matter of affiliation. She has not posted and allegedly is causing pain and hemorrhaging money because she stares really at the barrel of being tone deaf, as she has been in previous controversies, or being successful, end quote. So just as Dior, Fortnite, even McDonald's, as well as new developments of Nike postponing their release of his shoes in partnership with him. These brands should, we would hope, and this is why I'm talking about it, would ditch partnerships with him. As said by Andrew Knowles, quote, now more than ever, people buy a community, not a shirt. And now more than ever, social consciousness defines that community and dictates buyer behavior, end quote. So now what does that mean for us little people who may not seem like we can do anything during this time other than signing the change.org petition that is at almost 50,000 signatures at the time of this recording to remove him from Coachella? And you can sign on here or on my Twitter feed. Vote with your dollar and make your voice heard. Do not buy Kylie's brand, as she is ultimately showcasing the ever-widening growth of inequality. Some brands, including their endorsement of her, are some that I'm going to list out. These are some, not all, such as Kylie Jenner, Puma, Kylie Cosmetics, Skims, Adidas, Calvin Klein, Kendall X Kylie, Beats X Ballman, Nip and Fab. Literally, voice your concern to them, to drop them. And if you're feeling even more brave and you're following her right now, unfollow her. OMG. Make her irrelevant. Can you imagine a world with our Kardashians? Now, this may seem like I have a vendetta against all these individuals mentioned, but in reality, it is more so that I just personally do not like what has occurred. And the platform that they have, being this massive following, this massive influence, I really don't like that they have that. And so to voice my own concerns in a form of this podcast, I personally feel that is my way to maybe cause some change. Me personally, it is the unfortunate truth of inequality, cultural appropriation, and even cultural erasure, that by allowing for them to be these wealthy beasts and allowing them to control any more influence for me as a gay man, no, that is enough. We do not need apologies that are too late. We do not need you to enjoy Dave and Buster's with your loved ones while others have lost theirs. No, what we need is action. We need accountability. And if the general laws and ethics at large do not help the situation, then ultimately we as the little person, the buyer, the consumer, can then just not participate with them. Do not stream his music. Do not buy her merch. Make them irrelevant. And maybe that will provide a form of justice to us all. Now, with all that has been said and all that I am doing right now, that sort of wraps up this episode. I do want to say, though, that with all of that has been said, it is important that we help each other analyze literally what is occurring and what can we do to be better. Ultimately, that's what I'm hoping to do this season, is really analyze, critique, use different anthropological methods and theories to really inspire maybe change. To you, my dear listener, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for maybe taking these words that I say with some grain of salt, and for maybe that will help and an influence and maybe provide a form of justice, because granted, I had seen Ariana Grande live when she came here to El Paso. That could, granted, she has not had any deaths in her concerts, but thinking about it, when there were the killings that occurred in her concert in Manchester, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm like, that could have easily been me. We live in a weird time right now, and it's important that we come together as a community and we learn from instances. And if you're the next upcoming star that's listening to me, oh my god, thank you for listening to me. However, even if we're not, and you're just a little master student like me working on it, or an undergrad, or wherever you are in life, we all have a form of power, and to use that power is ultimately to affirm our life and to affirm that we matter, to cause good change in the world. So there will be one little ad after this, and thank you all for listening. Now, thank you all for listening to that ad from Anchor. Now, what do I see in the future? I see in the future, having more inspirational talks, methods, and techniques that I've learned from this radio silence. So thank you all for listening in, and have a great day, night, or just be great yourselves. Thanks.